still developing 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3, because Peter talked about, according as his divine power has given us, all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us to glory and virtue. And I did get as far last week as into, we were talking about three phases of life. We have a physical life, we have a spiritual life, and we have eternal life. And so we started by looking at scriptures going back 2 weeks back, a few scriptures that covered and applied to all three aspects of life. Last week, we were still talking about the natural life. And when we left off, I was in Matthew chapter 6. And if you remember, Jesus began to introduce the kingdom of God, his righteousness, because now it's kind of like we're phasing beyond just the physical life and are now going to be looking at the spiritual life. And we don't have one until really we're born again and the Holy Spirit comes and dwells in us. So we're kind of right in the middle of bridging that gap, if you will. And I don't know if you'd ever looked at the scripture in that regard, that he's given us all things that pertain to life. So why do we spend our time worrying about stuff so much? And Jesus brought that issue up in Matthew chapter 6. And I know that we're in the middle of that, but if you weren't here last week or you didn't have a chance to hear it on the church site, which got put up there with no sound last week and none of us knew it until a faithful one sent me an email and that got taken care of quickly. We talked about how Jesus began to direct the people to look to the Lord for their needs, because when you're just in your physical state, you look to your work, you look to things you can do with your hands, you look everywhere to provide for yourselves. I think probably we do that. But Jesus got into the topic of worrying and fretting about it. And I said, I know someone who has the ministry of worry. She's really good at it and very persistent. And if you need somebody to worry for you, I can put you in contact with this person and they'll make sure that they do all your worrying for you and give you a break. And Jesus told us not to worry, but seek first. Oh, they were worried about what are we going to eat? What are we going to wear? Where are we going to live? The basic physical needs of our lives, the believer is not and should not be fretting and worrying about those things. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things that you worry about will be added to you. So I guess if you take your worries and present them before the Lord, God might say, well, what are you worried about? And then you can tell him what you're worried about, and then he'll tell you, don't worry. Because he'll take care of those things. Their needs that we have in our physical sense, but he's beginning to make that transition in his teaching, and we're going to follow through, hopefully today, a few more verses that begin to show you. We talked about being born again. He introduced being born again in the Gospel of John chapter 3, and I know we mentioned that because we were talking about Nicodemus. And then he goes beyond that, and he introduces the Holy Spirit. So now he's preparing humanity, if you will, to become spiritual and not just physical. And then after that, we will go into the eternal life that he's offered. So that's kind of where we're going. And I just wanted to do a little review before we have Huggy Break and more of those beautiful songs that we're going to sing together, songs of praise and thanksgiving, because to Christians, every day is Thanksgiving, isn't it? Yes. So we'll pick up from there, because I wasn't going to try to split it. It's too long to try to do part of it and then do another part later. It's better for this particular one that when we start it, we just stay with it. It's easier to track through because there are a lot of scriptures. And by far, there are so many, many more. But you kind of get the idea of what Peter was talking about in the amazing revelation and understanding that he had from being a fisherman to being a Holy Spirit-filled fisher of men. Jesus said, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." And he indeed did. But the Holy Spirit gave him so much wisdom and insight and knowledge, even all the words that he wrote. I haven't read, there's not really a lot of words that he spoke before he got saved. I'm sure he was a rather chatty fellow. But most of the words that he spoke had to do with a life without Christ. And then when he got saved, you see the transformation. And that's where I want to go with his understanding. Who better to understand that? Because he was part of that process and he saw it firsthand in his life. And I'm one to put a lot of credibility in a person's testimony, because that's your life. You know, you can argue about the scriptures and find three theologians and put them in the same room and they'll fight over everything. And they just can't seem to come into agreement. But you sit down and listen to a person whose life was so dramatically impacted and changed by the gospel, you have a testimony. And Peter has a testimony. So let's take a few minutes and greet each other some more.